if for one night we don't get drunk, we don't do some drugs, we don't smack bitches, we don't do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. Episode number, I'm going to guess, 476.
That works.
No, we had our so spectacular, like 2 years ago?
Number fluctuates, though.
Time is fluid to us.
Yeah,
we're fourth dimensional beings.
A times a circle. B, that was season one. This is season two, episode 476.
Fuck yeah.
This is season two?
This is season two of High Society Radio.
It's like South Park. We don't age.
Exactly. Well, actually, we're aging horribly.
Yeah.
And our insides.
Almost at an advanced rate. Like this, it's not healthy what we're doing to ourselves.
Not at all.
It's High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, on morelikeradio.com, morelikeradio.com. The best podcast network that's ever been made, Johnny?
I'd say yes.
There you go. And newtownradio.com.
We're back on there?
I think so.
I heard Cock Talk had us, they had us lampooned from there.
We cock blocked?
They cock
see what I did
us.
There?
Yeah, I got you.
It's a good one, Johnny.
I don't know.
Patreon.com/HSSRadio. Chris, there's new Patreons.
There's
two new Patreon account holders. But what are their names, bruh?
Matt Phillips and Zach. Zach Bogstad.
Nice.
Zach B and Matt P. Friends forever.
Summertime's looking nice.
They're our friends forever, really.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to party with these guys every day of the week next week.
We're dollar like slices all week?
62% there on the
That's
on the
a
dollar
nice
pizza
little number.
Party.
That is a nice little number.
And once that happens, Johnny, I guess we're just going to throw a party.
You can't really go nowhere after that.
Yeah, that's it. So we're throwing a pizza party.
Mm-hmm.
I read this in the Post last week that there's a bunch of rich dudes. They call themselves like the Gotham Cheeseburger Society, something to that effect.
Oh, God.
It's a group of people that you need to get in, like you need to pledge into this group. It's like a social club almost, consisting of very rich Wall Street guys. At least that's how the Post painted it. It's a Gotham Burger Social Club.
I mean, they look pretty rich. I'm looking at them.
With Michael Puma.
That's not his name.
That's his name.
Damn. Does he own a sneaker company or something?
No, I think he just makes lots of money.
Damn.
Doing something. I'm not sure what. I wouldn't know. I don't know how to make money. That's painfully obvious.
We're all doing all right.
So these guys go around New York City and just buy expensive cheeseburgers and have expensive cheeseburger parties.
Hey, up front, if you had money, that's probably what you should do, I guess.
These guys are the most obnoxious, douchiest people ever.
I can't say that. They're about people that fucking like buy.
You gotta pledge in to be a goddamn $25 cheeseburger.
Yeah, they don't let women in.
And they don't let women in because they gotta
that's
get away
fantastic.
From the wives.
Oh, yeah. That's like a man cave kind of thing. I dig that.
They got one black dude.
And there's one.
He wears a bow tie. The rest of them,
is that fucking BJ Smooth over there?
It does look like BJ Smooth.
It does.
No, I'll tell you who that guy looks. It looks like Delroy Lindo. That's who he really looks like.
Damn.
He does. I nailed it.
R.I.P. Delroy.
He's alive.
Damn. I haven't seen him or nothing. I couldn't tell.
Get Shorty. Remember that? You didn't like Get Shorty?
Shit wasn't that good.
Get Shorty's amazing. Well, we're getting off topic here. We're talking about cheeseburgers. Yeah, these guys don't want women in the club. They make you pledge, and then they talk about how, I got to go to the gym before going to have a cheeseburger tonight.
What do you think they like having?
You should
fucking
go to the gym before you eat a cheeseburger, wouldn't you?
These are the most, just reading this, I read this in the Post, in the paper, on the train.
It's very bro of them.
I started like freaking out. Eesh. I was like, what is this? Why is this a thing? But they have like 11,000 Instagram followers.
Because they know about burgers, son. People want to know about burgers. I don't see why you're so upset.
I don't know if they know about burgers. I think it's like you're cheating yourself in a way.
It is a little cutesy. I don't really like how cutesy it is.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you be more of a risk taker? Like, yo, you get somebody to get you the burgers. You don't know where it's from and you try it. Wouldn't you be more like open-minded about some shit?
Scroll down a little bit.
Wow, that looks nice. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, so this is how they, this is their, like, this is what they say. Burgers are democratic. Everyone can afford the best burger, a $40 burger.
What?
Everybody can afford that, just not every day.
Hold on. Not everyone can buy the most expensive house or car on the block, but this you can afford. It binds classes.
So it's like fucking slumming to them? Is that what you said?
Basically, yeah.
Pieces of shit.
But people say that about riding the subway, too.
What do you mean?
Mr. Burns said it about having a good sit, if you recall. People do say that about riding the subway. You see rich people next to poor people. It's like it's a cliche at this point.
If the Gothenburg Social Society, whatever it's called, existed in real, like if it had like a
how much
it doesn't exist in real life. That's what we're talking about.
No, like a fucking business. Like it was like a society. Like it was a building where they go.
Oh, I'd like burn the Freemasons?
Yeah, sure. I'd burn it the fuck down.
Well, they're smart. They move around. They know people gonna hate on them. For all the shit they have.
And the article that goes on, like, they even get recognized in local New York places. They were eating at Del Frisco's.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I saw them, I wouldn't know who the fuck they were, nor would I care.
You shouldn't know who they are, and you shouldn't care who they are, Johnny.
But it's like, I do respect, you know, that's what you're doing with your money.
You do
but
realize that neither me or Johnny would know who they were if you didn't tell us about it.
Even now, I'm not going to remember them after this shit, because fuck them.
I do agree with their number one burger, though. It's a very good burger.
What's their number one burger?
The Black Label burger at Minetta Tavern. And I'm not a big burger guy, but that's a delicious burger.
Out front, shout out to Blarney Stone and their kick-ass burger, which is hard to get.
It's a $7 burger, and it comes with a free pitcher of beer.
Fuck yeah, I fucks with that. Shout out to
Blarney
Stone.
Why aren't those guys going to the Blarney Stone for a free pitcher of beer?
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, why don't you...
They don't want to get robbed by Johnny, will you?
But like, if you were gonna do some shit like that, why wouldn't you have somebody just go out? You get like, you rent out like a little banquet hall. You have somebody like get burgers from different spots, and you try it like that.
Oh no, they're about elitism. They go into public places and just be like, nah, we need a table that you don't normally give people.
Aren't you kind of cheating yourself on the burger aspect of it? Like, you know where you're getting it from, so like, because it costs $40, your expectations are so it can't really fail.
No, but that's the thing is like seeing their top five burgers. They got a $10 burger on the same list
with
the $40
burger.
That's
still a lot of money for a fucking burger, dog.
$10 burger.
You know how many places?
I think that's a bit much.
This burger, their number one burger is a $30 burger. That's the one I was just talking
about. The Black Label one, right?
I would take that over three, like Bear Burger is what, $14 for a burger?
Yeah, there's a chain now that's actually, I think it's in other states at this point.
It's down. It's on 34th Street.
Did they?
Yeah, it's not. Wow. They're building towards it. It's coming out.
Oh, God.
Shake Shack's going to have an IPO next year, too.
I thought they already had that.
Bear Burger is a chain here in New York City that has blown up in the last few years.
I never thought it was that good.
They've made a lot of money. And
well, we've talked about it on just the $14 burger as a standard.
It's overpriced crap, is what it is, in my opinion.
But there's a lot of places. There are a lot of these like sort of burger chainy looking places where it's a $14 burger.
Five Guys.
It's about a diner burger. It's probably a little better than a diner burger, but it doesn't feel like it's worth $14.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's like the mid-range burger place.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
it's not McDonald's. It's not the Minetta Tavern.
Yeah.
It's something trying to be Minetta Tavern.
Best fancy burger I've ever had is probably at Le Parker Meridian.
Oh.
That one was nice.
I would say this Minetta Tavern burger is better than that.
I've never had it, so I can't compare. I'm
even
just saying
that burger that we got at Danielle Belode's place that was like $40 if it wasn't restaurant week. I'd say this is better than that. And that's like a $40 burger.
Good. I forgot about that.
That was a good
one.
Burger, but
that was decent.
It wasn't a $40 burger.
I think I'm starting to get sick of cheeseburgers. Like when this thing happened, like, it's just.
Have some White Castle, bro.
I like White Castle.
Yeah, it's good. I like them. They don't give me the shits anymore. I think they changed the recipe.
What?
You don't need
they
to get
don't
the shits
They don't give you the shits anymore?
No, man, I'm pretty good on
that. Well, then I don't want one.
I typically eat at White Castle when I'm clogged up. Yeah.
It's a good way to purge.
And I want nothing to do with them.
I don't see any fast food ones on there. Like, I would put.
Because these guys don't go to McDonald's.
Yeah, but
they're going. They're going to high-end restaurants that have a burger on the menu.
A Wendy's Whopper's, Burger King's Whopper's, pretty fucking decent.
They're above that, dude. The Burger Gotham Society is above it.
What pieces of shit.
Where's Burger and Barrel? I don't think that's like a. That's not like a high-end restaurant.
I don't know if you got to make a reservation though.
Yeah, if you have to make a reservation to go there, I want nothing to do with it.
They were just in the post. That's why.
I also had one on the English muffin. That shit was all right. That was kind of tight.
See, this is a chain. This isn't like a high-end restaurant.
Whoa, what the fuck is that down there? What's that, five stacks of meat? The Roadstar?
Whoa, yeah. Pause. Five stacks.
Hell yeah. Five guys, too, yo. Shout out to that.
Oh, brr, 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 brr. Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Is that five stacks, though?
It looks like five.
That's like a two chains burger, my man. That's just OD for no reason.
Stacks on stacks of hot meat for you, piled up. Mm. Served between two buns.
Hell yeah.
Just like you like it.
That sounds delicious.
Because you're gay?
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Come on. There's nothing wrong with that, Johnny. Yeah, so reading that last week kind of made me lose my mind.
But, like, if you could have the money, I think you'd join. It's like something you probably
I wouldn't
do.
Want
you
to eat cheeseburgers like, with those guys.
Nah, because you can't put yourself in their shoes. But I think if you had, that's something you probably would do. Or buy, like, ostriches or something.
You just don't like rich people doing things.
I don't like these guys fucking having a 15-person limit on their expensive cheeseburger club. It's ridiculous.
You don't understand why 15 friends want to hang out and eat cheeseburgers together?
It's ridiculous.
It's like a Facebook group.
It's stupid. And that the fucking fact, like, no women allowed, just makes it just like you guys are just fucking hacks.
Okay, so, I mean, you occasionally call this the Best Friends Forever podcast club.
It is Best Friends Forever podcast club.
We'll go get some dinner.
The only
stuff.
People we've let in here are Mark Zito.
Yeah.
Millennial Joe.
Yeah.
And Matt Litwack. Those are all dudes.
But it's not,
not a black amongst them. These guys at least have a black.
But well, we have an Ecuadorian. We haven't banned women from the show to get away from the ladies. It's just obnoxious and stupid.
That's a bit erotic.
Women have banned themselves from the show.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame
them. They've chosen to. Do you think women really want to hang out with these douchebags?
I'm sure like one of their wives or girlfriends is like, yeah, I can hang. I'm just one of the guys. Duh.
Yeah. And the reason why they're like no chicks is because that's probably the most annoying of the wives. And they didn't want to say to that guy, hey, your wife's a dumb cunt.
Be like, damn, your wife's titties is sagging, bro. Jack them up.
What?
You know, like, if you got a rich wife, her titties can't be sagging. You got to fix them shits.
I guess.
I think that's rich people problems. I don't know.
I have a club of friends, and we all go to titty bars, and we don't bring our chicks either.
Not you we really shouldn't, like...
We call it the titty bar club.
The TBC.
You have a minimum amount of people you can let into that? Or?
It was a maximum. I don't like to be in a titty bar with more than four people, because otherwise you just look like fucking...
You're like tourists.
Then you start looking like a fraternity. Like you get more than four people in a titty bar, you start looking like a fraternity.
Well, you guys are a really old frat, huh?
It's homecoming, bro.
Jesus Christ. What semester are you in? You guys going for your doctorates?
We're just taking out some pledges
here,
tonight.
Here, pop my titty out. Oh, you know, last week we brought up the... Remember the kids that... Harassed that old woman, and then she got $700,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
The bus lady.
Remember the bus lady? She went on Indiegogo. They raised like $700,000 for her.
Kids was talking shit to her on the bus.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like her son had committed suicide, and then they said like, oh, we're happy your son killed himself. Like all this terrible stuff, and then she got $700,000 from the internet.
Just like fat guy got a party thrown for him also.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I came up. Yeah, that's why that's why I brought up that old broad. Well, those kids who did that got back in trouble in the same school.
Yeah. Shut they up. Were on a bus singing. No. I heard about that.
They videotaped and uploaded to Snapchat. They got a special needs kid.
Oh.
Made him expose himself. This is the description I read in the news story.
Did he have like a big retarded hog?
No idea. And then made him drink piss out of a urinal.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then he posted it on Snapchat. And then it got passed around on Twitter among all the students in the school. The same school, same. And then the same, like some of the same kids who harassed that woman were did this to this special needs kid.
So these kids are basically sociopaths now, right?
I would think so. Yeah. If you do that to that old lady, I mean, they were very mean to her. They
How said old some, are these kids? Like 15?
They gotta, I think it's well, a,
at this
I think
point,
it's
they gotta be seniors. They gotta be seniors.
At this
point,
it's like you almost wish like permanent record was a real thing. You know what I mean? Like that should follow them for the rest of their lives. Two.
And one's, I mean, this is worse, right? I mean, this is worse than harassment.
Yeah, way worse than, like, making fun of an old lady.
Yeah. Well, they like did mock a dead kid, so
making a handicapped kid drink piss
now,
is one of the most despicable things
you
can do.
Pretty fucking horrible.
What if, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, no.
Devil's special needs advocate here. What if the kid likes the taste of piss?
Come on, man, what the fuck?
What?
I don't think he would.
I don't think he does.
Then you know what? You get him a glass.
I'm
you know
just
what?
Saying,
that's just
yeah,
still
that's true.
A,
at least,
it's still
at
a dick move.
Make it fucking human. Don't fucking have him sip out a fucking bowl.
These kids are the worst, though. I mean,
the
one thing
work,
is like,
dude.
Whatever. These kids are dicks. I mean, they're just, you know, they're just terrible, terrible people.
Their parents are worse because they
this,
let them get away with that shit.
Something worse happening like 2 years later or whenever it was the initial thing happened when they were harassed that old woman.
Like
now, is the handicapped kid going to get something off the internet? Because I'll donate to that.
I know.
The old lady's probably got expendable income.
I'm not sure because I don't think they're going to like release the name of the kid.
Nah,
or...
I think, if you had a certain age, the Wait, family did, could, but...
Did they videotape it or anything?
Yeah, videotaped it and uploaded it. I think it was a 10-second video.
What is wrong with these kids?
And then uploaded it to Snapchat.
How many likes did it get?
I'm not sure. It didn't say because I think it got deleted. Because doesn't Snapchat just delete everything?
Oh, yeah, it automatically deletes.
Med valuation, yo.
Dumbass kids, man. You can't do nothing for these fucking dumbass kids. The system
that is
doesn't
awful.
Work.
Like, I don't know anybody who did anything that terrible growing up. Where did this happen?
Illinois.
Like, you know, a kid every once in a while like slash Illinois, somebody's face or steal some old lady's purse, something like that.
Those are both things that are fine.
Yeah, it's like boyish hijinks. Boys being boys, basically.
Yeah.
But this shit, like, come on, man. Picking on a handicapped kid, you ain't shit for that.
Again, who knows if he doesn't like the taste?
If he like, but even if he likes the taste, get him a glass. That's just fucked up.
Yeah, that happened in 2012. Was the initial when that woman?
Yeah,
got
so
harassed.
They
got
to be seniors at this point.
And it was in,
like they shouldn't be allowed to fucking walk at graduation. Point blank. Period.
I think they should be valedictorians. It was in Greece, New York. So I guess Astoria.
Holy shit! I thought they were like in fucking Florida or some shit. They're in New York.
I'm saying
New
York.
York
is might as well be Florida. I mean, come on, let's go.
Leash.
I mean, I guess that's upstate Greece, New York. I have no idea. It sounds like it's an upstate town.
Sounds like a piece of shit town.
I guess if those kids
I'm
live
judging
there,
you off of your fucking
I mean,
kids.
Seems like that town's filled with young adults who commit suicide, old women who can't defend themselves, special needs kids, and violent criminals. I mean, Greece, New York should just be shut down. I mean, from everything I've seen about this city, it's bad.
Look at that barbaric zip code. It's a 14 on that zip code. That's barbaric.
Is that in Rochester?
It's 5 hours away.
From Rochester?
Yeah.
Do they even have fucking working electricity up there?
No, it's 5 hours away from here. It's near Ithaca.
Yeah, it's all right.
The townies in Ithaca are pretty nuts. They really hate the Cornell kids.
Yeah, that's a real fucking rivalry.
Yeah.
Get your shit kicked in up there.
Maniac
so.
Drug dealers up there. Seriously, nuts.
Yeah.
All they have are fucking head shops. Oof. And about it. And the college. Madmen. That's weird, though. We just brought that lady up, and then those kids get in trouble again.
You think, like, they listened and we felt like we egged them on? Like, can you talk this?
Probably.
Oh, God.
I think I was looking at our numbers. I was looking at the, because this breaks down where people download it, too. We have a huge audience in Greece, New York. And a lot of it is around the high school.
Oh,
so I don't
God.
Know what this... I mean, I thought I saw one of the kids in the High Society Radio t-shirt, which you could buy. Go to highsocietyradio.co or go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And I think these kids are fans. Now, I want to distance myself from that.
I don't know. I'm thinking we should set up a Snapchat. We don't have one yet.
No, we don't. We actually,
we don't need that nonsense.
We do need a Snapchat.
We barely touched the Instagram. We don't need
it's
Snapchat.
It's valued at billions of dollars. It's obviously something important if 17-year-olds use it.
Yeah,
well,
but
yeah,
we don't do
important.
Anything Snapchatable.
We got to build our brand. What do you mean?
Dick
what do we
pics.
Do fuck,
nothing but.
I'm not putting no dick pics up.
They disappear, Johnny. No one's going to fucking even care.
Apparently, you can keep shit on there. past 10 seconds.
Like that urine drinking video's gone.
Oof. Damn. That fucking bummed me out.
Gotta get that tape. Oh. American Summer. That's just the throwaway line that no one ever fucking realized.
I don't even remember that movie.
You're weird. You know it's coming. A TV show's coming out, I think, in July 17th. A prequel TV show on Netflix. So it's like eight or ten episodes.
Oh. Netflix is doing a
binge watch party, Johnny. You want to come over?
Yeah, fuck it.
Binge watch
it? 30
on Netflix?
Minutes? Yeah, we'll do that.
Huh? Get wrecked.
You're terrible.
Chris, you sent me this article. So some call it an iPort. It's like a tap. It's like automated taps in a bar.
Yeah, they're putting it in some bars now. It seems like it'll be really good for some of those bars that are in stadiums nowadays. But basically, you get a wristband, and you put a card on file. You get a wristband, and you wave it in front of the tap, and you fill up your own cup.
Yeah.
You can do it. It will track it down to a tenth of an ounce.
They had that at last year's All-Star game for baseball. That's where they first previewed it.
A, I don't like the automation of beer.
I don't like it either. I just put it on here because it's
a thing. But you kind of save money, though, because you don't have to tip a fucking machine, I wouldn't think, right?
They're just going to make it cost more, John. These are going to be at the bars that, you know, they cost more money than they should anyway.
And B, this whole wristband thing is getting like, I think Disney just set something up where you don't have to carry your money around with you anymore. You just have a wristband, that gives you access to everything or whatever. And now there's other, we have to figure out who makes these wristbands to try to open up a wristband company. Because I think all the businesses will start having reusable wristbands.
They've been doing it at Brazilian whorehouses for years.
Shut up.
Yeah, you get a wristband when you go into a Brazilian whorehouse. And,
there's money on the thing?
It's
like a chip, right? It's like a chip.
Yeah, you wear a wristband and it's got a barcode scanner. Bing, bing.
Nice. Vice is always on ahead of their shit. Be it porn, prostitutes, drugs. Fantastic.
I guess, Johnny.
It's a good thing.
Weird.
Well, if it wasn't for drugs, Bitcoin never would have caught on.
Good point.
You know, I had an idea. We should go to Cancun. Mm-hmm. I watched a documentary on Cancun spring break. We should go to Cancun and open a bed and breakfast. You think that would be popular?
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why is that a terrible idea? Well,
look,
you have these
giant
mega fucking hotels and resorts, right?
That's what people want.
So we go in the other direction, right? And a nice bed and breakfast. Get some older people in there. Really just mix up the demographics.
It's not really like a romantic place.
Well, we make it a romantic place.
You got to stay on a resort. If you're not on, especially you guys, I'm not fucking fighting for you guys if we go out there.
No, look, we go down to Cancun, right? We stay down there for a few months. We get to know the locals, become friends, right? And then we source a house that we can open a bed and breakfast in.
We send down like one of those modular homes?
Sure. Yeah, piece by piece.
They're not particularly expensive.
Do like a trailer park? Bed and breakfast?
I don't think that's really the kind of... That's not what we're looking for. We want to be classy, not trashy,
Johnny.
You
get a modular
McMansion, Cancun,
really.
That's pretty fucking boiling, Cancun, dog.
I'm telling you, dude.
I don't think there's a market for it.
People are going to start hating those, like, all-you-can-drink... All
right, wait a minute. So what the fuck are you serving there?
Booze and screw fest. That is a Hilton on the water. Look, we go inland. We get away from the water, right? We don't have anywhere near a beach. Open up a bed and breakfast.
Those probably attract BK now, Chris's legacy group from that titty club to go down there.
Yeah, that's true.
To relive their spring break memories.
I never went to spring break.
Never?
No. I didn't go to college.
Oh,
like,
man.
You
never went to college?
Rich
well,
boys.
Nah, but you was on that New Orleans trip, right?
Yeah, I just went. That was after
that's
he left.
Fucking spring
Dude, that
break,
was,
though.
That was
still,
that, no, that was a spring break. That we went down there and
Mardi
the Super Bowl was happening.
No, it was
that's
Mardi
still
Gras.
Kinda,
oh, yeah,
it was
right
the Super Bowl
the Super
and the Mardi
too.
Gras
yeah.
at the same time.
Well, that kind of counts.
I think it was when the Patriots beat
you like
the Eagles.
To call a shit show.
Oh, it definitely was. I went to spring break like after I got kicked out of college. Like some people
it
were
counts,
driving down
bro.
To Fort Lauderdale. I was like, yo, I have no money. But can I just fucking jump up in that car? Like, yeah, sure. All right. And then
they were
stayed.
Calling you Bluto the whole way down.
And then we stayed in a hotel that was run by, we learned later, a convicted pedophile.
Oh, shit.
He tried to sell someone some crack rocks and called Coke. I'm not going to say who we tried to sell
it
to.
Well, he wasn't lying.
But he's like, yeah, can you give me a yayo? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then
you went
him, like,
down there and that's who the fuck you find? I don't want to do no bed and breakfast with you then, bro. What were we getting?
Oh, and then...
Yeah, why don't you just try your bed and breakfast idea in like Panama City before you go to Cancun?
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive.
No, we got to go where the fucking kids are, dude.
What? All
right? Hold on. Let me go back to my Fort Lauderdale story.
Your Fort Lauderdale buddy knows where the kids are.
So we stay at this hotel. And we didn't know the guy was a pedophile at the time.
Of course not.
But you went back the next year.
Next year, we're trying to book, like, we're going back to Fort Lauderdale. I'm not in college. Doesn't matter. And I'm like, I had his card, like, from the year before. Yeah. And I keep calling. I'm like, hey, is Joel there? And then finally, I was calling for like a week straight. And finally, I get someone on the phone at the office at this tiny, shitty hotel. And the guy's like, you were a friend of Joel's? Like, real pissed. I was like, he was the guy who ran the hotel. Joel's going away for a long time.
Oh,
he did
shit.
Some inappropriate shit with some kids. Like, oh.
Well, he thought you were like his fucking supplier for porn or some shit.
I didn't know. The guy was fine.
I could understand why he'd be mad. Hey, kid fucker group.
Yeah.
No.
I got to associate with that garbage.
So wait, can you go back there? Or
no,
you
then
like
I hung up
shoot?
And I didn't go back. It was off. It was very...
Could you imagine if fucking Stanley goes back to the town and goes, like, oh, that's Joel's friend.
What does this have to do with wristbands?
Oh, I can't remember. I just know the wristbands of the future.
My shit is this.
Can't
so
kind
like
of ban on wristbands. Yeah, you used to not be able to get into the hotels like during spring break if you didn't have a wristband for that hotel.
Damn.
Like you had to pay the security guards to bring chicks you wanted to fuck into the hotel.
Nice.
Really?
If you were bringing chicks back to the hotel.
The broads like from other resorts.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you met them at a bar or something.
That's a good racket for the security guards.
Hell yeah. I think that's why they do it. Yeah.
Maybe we should just become security guards at a hotel in Cancun.
That's my fucking dream right there, bro.
That's a great job.
Hell yeah. Fucking hook them up with drugs and it's in a safe environment.
Fucking Johnny speaks Spanish.
Hell yeah.
It's perfect.
Muy bien.
Oh, Cancun Security. That's our new gig.
Can we start something? It's like Blackwater, but for the hotels.
Oh, yeah. Crack we do
water.
Like a fucking reality show and shit. We can even get your friend Joel
Bong
to
water.
Run the
That's
fucking...
That's what we'll call Bongwater. That's our security company.
Perfect. Look, we're going to make sure nothing happens to any of you kids, all right? Just pay us large amounts of money. It's not yours anyway. It's your parents'.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I have a great bed and breakfast you guys can go to if you're not feeling this vibe.
You got to fucking get your hangover on.
If you meet a nice special lady, you want to stay down here for an extra couple days? Get the bed and breakfast.
We could hook them up with the IVs if they fucking overdrink and shit. That'd be nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
We get the fucking towel.
Go right
pieces.
Into their wrist. It ties all into our wristband business, which we'll be running down there too.
If you want to hide the marks, you put the wristband on. There you go.
We'll be the American Kings of Cancun.
This is brilliant.
It's like Lords of Dogtown.
This is the greatest show we've ever done ever. Come up with this brilliant idea.
Somebody's going to take it. That's
so
how good of an
ideas.
Idea it is, like always.
We need to get some venture capital infused into this idea.
You guys don't need VCs? I hear people say that sometimes.
Charlie's in the trees.
Yeah.
It's the wrong VCs.
Yeah, I know some fucking NAM vets. Does that help?
Yeah, is your boy still in jail, though?
Oh, I don't know.
You tell me it's his boy.
He answered it.
He's not my boy, John. He's just a guy who fucking rented me a room.
He fucked you
What does
all,
that
dude.
Have to do with wristbands?
That's probably how he subdued those kids, those fucking fancy wristbands.
And the guy would just, like, smoke crack in the empty rooms, you know? Like,
Jesus Christ!
Well, at least he wasn't, like, coming into your room while you were out smoking crack.
He don't fucking know that.
He was getting crack smoke into your clothes.
And then,
I don't know, did your clothes smell like burnt plastic when you came back?
They smell like that anyway.
Oosh.
Also the, in that same hotel, like, there was, like, this drifter with his girlfriend, like, this toothless, weird...
You sound like a fucking rock star game. Where the fuck did you go?
This weird, toothless, drifter, Florida drifter
you
came
about
up.
You Trevor from Grand Theft Auto 5?
He's trying to sell us, like, you guys need anything? And, I was like, I need some weed, and, like, someone else needed some Percocets or whatever, and... So the guy's like, yeah, I'll sell you some weed. And then, like, I went to go smoke a joint in my room with the guy and, like, his girlfriend. And, like, we're smoking a joint. And the guy just, like,
fuck, right.
It got weird real quick, right?
Yeah,
like, so the guy, like, we're smoking a fucking joint. And I realized something was, I had to get him the fuck out of there because he just rolls up his sleeve.
Oh.
And he has, like, a giant 187 tattoo on his,
fucking
forearm.
Doing,
and, like,
man.
He's like, hey, man, you know what that means? Like, that's, a, like, code for when a cop gets killed. He's like,
why'd
yeah,
you
man.
Even answer that? Like, nah, I gotta go.
And then the guy's like, yeah, I love killing cops. Like,
what
I was
the
like,
fuck?
What the fuck are you talking? I was like, really? That's great. Then he fucking goes on to say, yeah, I just got out of the army. I had, 347 confirmed kills.
Holy fuck, dude.
And then he went on about how he loved killing Iraqis.
You sound like the penthouse from fucking True Romance and shit.
That guy sounds like a liar.
Did you see fucking Elvis?
That guy was a high liar.
I don't know, man. He did have the 187 tattoo.
And so,
that's pretty tough.
It's like a giant 187 tattoo right
that's
below
insane.
His elbow. Like
did he have like a clown face crown on the other arm?
He had a bunch of bad tattoos. And then like we left my room and he's like, oh man, I forgot my jacket in your fucking room. I was like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
But
then he actually
weird.
Did. So.
Did you keep it?
No, I gave it back to him. And then he's like, I'm going to go get some Percocets to sell your boy. And he never saw him again.
Of course not.
I'm sure he's dead.
Probably not. He's probably he's waiting for you to come back to town. He's like, it's Joe's boy.
That guy probably knew Joe. That's why he knew to go to that horrible
they all
hotel.
Fucking stick to, you had a cop killer and a kid fucking. The same fucking place. Bates Motel sounds safe and shit.
Fort Lauderdale's nuts, dude.
Damn.
Really quite the...
They always make the fucking papers. Shout out to Florida, man.
I guess.
Not for anything good, but you know, whatever.
They shouldn't give a shout out then.
Nah.
You listen to High Society Radio or Fort Lauderdale Stories. Maybe that could be the new name of the show. At HS Radio Show. But obviously you know that you downloaded it.
Wait, so did this girl show you her titties or something?
It was like some, let's say, younger girl there that was with her parents she showed her titties at some point. I don't know. But it wasn't that guy's cracked out girlfriend.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Wait, so you made a buddy and you guys went to your hotel room and turned it into a drug den?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. It was I'd been drinking all day, so I was like feeling trusting. I mean, so this guy
you sound like a white thot, my man.
I guess.
Jesus, you were DTF that day, huh? Damn, dog.
I guess we'll run Trey on your girlfriend now and then just shoot me in the back of the head.
Like, make him watch.
I guess I'll be another confirmed kill for you.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna put your name on my ass.
Crazy, crack smoking liar.
God damn, dude. You just. Oof. I think that you're the reason they made like fucking Orbitz and shit like that.
Orbitz, what?
Ain't that the travel website?
Yeah, Orbitz.com.
There you go.
Or an Expedia. I don't know where you'd like to go, Johnny.
There's lots of travel websites.
Now, wherever the fuck you went. Jesus.
I know a nice bed and breakfast you can stay at in Cancun.
Just it's
outside
a good idea.
The resorts. It's real nice.
And the reason that's a bad idea, though, is what the fuck are you going to make out there that they don't have?
What do you mean?
It's a resort. They have everything you'd fucking want, right?
Well, that's the thing. You want like a little intimate.
Thank
bed and
you.
Breakfast.
Thank
that
you,
was his point.
I
don't know how great of an idea it is. I don't know if it'll work. I think the security company is a better idea.
Yeah, I think that'll fucking rock. I don't know about your B&B, man. That's more like for couples and shit. Who the fuck? You go to Vermont for a B&B, right? Or New Hampshire? That's some white people shit, right?
B&Bs are in places where people are too broke to go to a nice tropical resort.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, now we're going to let those people come to Cancun. Look at all those people that want to go to Cancun, but they're like, I don't want to pay all this money for an all-inclusive fucking package. You know what? You don't have to. Come down to our bed and breakfast.
Isn't that where they stole those 43 students and they found them dead and shit?
I don't think it was in Cancun, but it was in Mexico.
It was near there.
Mm. And they found a bunch of dead kids, yeah.
That's half your fucking clientele right there.
Oh, no. No, they live in Mexico. Why would they want to take? Why would they want to stay at a bed and breakfast?
So white people B&B like, let's go see the sheets or something nice like that.
I mean, look, I'll take the business wherever we can get it. I don't care.
Apparently, so.
What?
Give that 187 dude a job. He could be our concierge.
I don't know where that guy is. Like I said, he's probably dead.
He's probably counting stars. God bless that dude, man.
Good old Joe. I remember his last name too, but I'm not gonna. Not gonna say it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to out a fucking known kid toucher.
Damn,
heaven forbid.
Oh Christ!
He's gonna have to wear a fucking wristband that just says "pedo" on it for the rest of his life.
What up, Ped?
Yo, could you imagine like when he meets people, he tells story about Stanley and shit. Like I met this one cool bro, man. He had an awesome B&B idea, but we was too fucked up to do anything.
Did they have satellite radio in the joint down there?
I know that guy. I know.
He's like, yo, I know that dude before he was famous and shit. We shot some shit up.
Oh, God.
You're a legend out there.
Oh, man. I just remember that. And at the end of the fucking trip, the guy, we were like, knew some other people in one of the other rooms, and they were like staying there like
what
on a credit card for like 2 weeks straight. Like, and then eventually, like, they just partied too much, and the guy freaked out. This dude, Joel, freaked out. Busted up into the room and just like took all their shit and threw it out on the front of the fucking of the hotel onto
Holy
the beach.
Fuck.
Like it was a real weird scene.
So he had scruples at some point, is what you're trying to say?
No, he was just crazy. He was like, didn't like the people that were staying there, so he just kicked them out.
Because they were like adult human beings that he couldn't fucking violate? Jesus.
Oh, man. Wild times. I wish you were there, Johnny.
I don't know if I wanted to go on that trip. I would have shot a motherfucker in those days.
That's cool.
Were you talking about? I sent you this article earlier. We're talking about the spring break. You saw the dude who crowdfunded his trip to fucking cockblock his chick on spring break.
Oh, what? That's funny.
Dude earned, he made like $300 for a flight to go down to Miami with his girl just so she doesn't, just to watch her.
Bullshit. Is that
Keenan from Keenan and Kel?
It looks more like
he got that money together.
Yeah.
We could go to spring break. That's it. He just wanted to go on a vacation.
Oh, so you're saying he made up the whole thing of going to see check his girlfriend?
He just wanted to go on vacation.
She had the money. Ass shit,
and what awful place did he go? That he got to go to for $300. What did he go down the block?
Went to Miami.
From where? Was it just for the flight?
He probably took JetBlue. JetBlue's pretty cheap.
Yeah, he just went with the flight, and he's just staying in her room.
Nice.
She's down there with her friends, though.
All right.
That's some hard shit right there. She's getting drunk with her friends, and her friends are shitting. I'm like, go away. She just wants some dick, not yours, though.
They wouldn't let this guy in the fucking Gotham Burger Club, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
They already have their quota. They're fine with the one.
That's true.
I'm surprised it wasn't like an Indian guy or something there. Like, you know.
I don't know if Indian dudes are
cock-blocks. Because you assume, like, they weren't doctors. They were all, like, finance douches.
Yeah, I guess.
They
could have
been. We didn't see all 15 in there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they probably should have had an IT guy to run their Instagram. They should probably get an Indian guy, right?
They had the capacity, though.
They should get all people.
They probably got to get rid of the fatty. That will make the group look too healthy.
It is. You just get like angry at any article about rich people doing things, though. You do know that, right?
I get that.
This is douchey. These are guys eating burgers.
No, that's not true. He liked Kim.com. Kim.com was a fucking rich
Kim.com was rich as hell. And I love that guy.
Dude from the Sick Row was pretty well off.
Yeah. See? It's not all rich people. It's just the really douchey one percenters. And really, why would you like those type of people?
But those guys just wear their work suits.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be cool with them if they buy me shit.
You sound like a prostitute right now.
I don't give a fuck. These ain't smoking bass with no fucking kid touching, man. Don't judge me, dog.
He's not my friend. I didn't smoke bass with him.
Yo, is that the
and
dude
it wasn't bass, it was crack
is
rock.
Is that the dude on your Facebook page and shit? Is looking mad skinny?
No!
The dirty wife beater?
No, dude. See, I share a story and then I just get my balls busted.
That's some shit you say on your deathbed, not on a fucking podcast. That's some shit you just don't cop to, dog.
I didn't know what was going on. I was staying at a hotel in Fort Lauderdale.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? He touched you, bro?
No one touched me.
I'll find him, bro.
No one touched me. God damn it.
So you
we gotta start buying these .sucks domains. Are they out? Can you buy them now?
Joel.sucks?
Yeah, Joel.sucks. Yeah, yeah. Big Cancun Resorts .sucks.
Where you can buy them.
Is there a .dot is great out there?
No. Just .dot sucks.
But they're really being sold, right? Are they up? They're up for sale now.
I think you can reserve them. They're not up until next month. But they're letting like all the big companies pay top dollar for them. And if Walmart doesn't shell out like $10,000 for Walmart Dutch sucks, they're gonna be like, all right, we're just gonna sell for $300 then. Somebody's gonna buy it.
They, I think it's like $2,500 average as of right now is what they're selling them at, which I'd say is worth it. I'm sure Bloomberg's gonna buy a bunch of them up.
Yeah, he's gonna buy Bloomberg Dutch sucks. That's for sure.
That man sure does love himself.
I think he just doesn't want to get shitted on. I don't know if he loves himself.
Yeah, he does. He fucking buys all his domain names and shit. Oh, doesn't he like threaten to sue you if you have like a Bloomberg thing?
No. But he did get like MikeSucksCock.nyc. Yeah. He bought a bunch of .nycs that were related to him being short and stupid.
And you know, Mike wouldn't do that. He's a fucking man's man, that guy.
Are you saying that Mike Bloomberg might be our second closeted mayor?
What you mean second? We only got one.
Ed Koch.
Ed Koch was the fucking man. I loved him on The Monsters. He was all right, son.
I was going to say Rudy Giuliani was the first one.
That was good.
Yeah.
Did you see Rudy Giuliani said Obama should be more like Bill Cosby?
I agree with that.
And he's
Rudy was cold.
Wait, he said Obama should be. I did not know
that. No, he blamed him for the shit in Brooklyn, too. That video of the girls whooping ass in at McDonald's. He blamed him for that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like, this is Barack Obama's fault?
He wasn't even playing on that. That's the sad shit. He was like, OD.
I would have thought he would have blamed de Blasio for that.
He's America's man. He don't fucking blame other mans. He goes to the top.
Yeah, Giuliani's really lost his mind. He's a troll master now.
At this point, he's like a WWE manager shit. He's just saying random shit. He's getting crowd heat for no reason.
Oh, God. It's so awful. Yeah, he was asked about that McDonald's fight and Giuliani said, it all starts at the top. It's the tone that's set by the president.
I don't fucking understand that one bit.
And then he says,
black president, that means every bad thing that a black person does.
Yeah, no,
it's,
right.
It's the obligation of the president to explain that our police are the best in the world. And Obama's not addressing the enormous amount of crime that's being committed by African Americans.
So he's officially everybody's spokesman on the African
I hate to
community?
Mention it because of what happened afterwards, but he should be saying the kinds of stuff Bill Cosby used to say.
What? Have a sip. Don't look at me.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
No, it doesn't taste funny. That's what Bill Cosby used to say. No, it tastes fine. That's what Pepsi tastes like.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's just a little extra fizzly today because I shook the can. Me being quirky. Motherfucker.
No, that was just a Jell-O pudding pop. You were just tired.
So, still free. Good for him. Hasn't been locked up on nothing. Robert Durso. Goddamn. You fucked up, Rob.
It's like cereal, but with pictures. I like Jix. No, I did like it, though.
Yeah, that show was fucking amazing. And at one point, I was like, all right, you know what? He might be guilty, but I like the guy. He's very personable.
Robert Durst.
He's very personable. No? What?
Robert.
Yeah.
The guy talking to himself and killing people and dismembering bodies.
Allegedly killing people. Never been caught. You ain't do it if you get caught, right?
He's going to go to prison now.
They've said that how many times?
Plenty.
Exactly.
A lot of money to...
It's a $1 million man in real life,
I've
son.
I've seen places say that what that happened at the end, the audio is admissible, and some places say it isn't. It's going to be pretty interesting.
I don't think it is admissible because they didn't tell him audio was on. The mic was hot, though. And they did that to him on the first. I knew they were setting him up because then I think in the second episode, they left the mic hot on. I was like, yo, this is going to come back to bite him on the ass.
That really blew your mind, though, at the end when like he starts talking to himself in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That was really weird.
But like maybe he was talking about like having trouble to piss. Or some shit. I don't know.
I killed them all.
Maybe he's talking about like when he jacks off into a napkin or some shit. Who the fuck am I to say that?
You know, Johnny's starting to make a lot of good points. I think Robert Durst is innocent.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's one of the great minds of our day. He's just
so
personable.
His brother's a piece of shit, though. Can we at least agree on that? His brother is a piece of shit.
No, his brother fucking told it how it is.
No, I think the brother... man, no, he fucked him out of money, man. You out your mind on that shit. He fucked him out that money.
Should have. Robert Durst is a weirdo. He shouldn't have gotten a dime anyway.
So, because somebody's weird, they can't have money. They can have fucking base in
He's
a fucking
a
hotel
murderer.
Room. It's not a murderer.
He's killed three
You're
people.
You're only a murderer if you get fucking convicted of it. So he's not a murderer.
OJ's not a murderer?
I wasn't there. I can't vouch for that, man.
What, are you doing Chappelle's bit from fucking
I'm
the show?
I'm just
Come
saying.
On, man. No, Robert
you,
Durst
You sure want
second.
That black man to burn, don't you? You fucking bastard.
I want Robert Durst to burn. The guy's awful.
He's old. Let him live out his life in seclusion
Why?
Or something. He hasn't done anything to anybody.
So
that
weird,
I can tell.
Living in drag and whatever. Like he's just.
He did man. That because he already. Does he have to always explain? It was just a phase he was going through, and he was scared of that other guy. So he thought if he dressed like a woman, the guy wouldn't pick on him.
You know, I was gonna bring up Jinx because it goes back to something that we were talking about before.
Mm.
But he was the special needs student that had to take the piss.
Yo, nah, he is a scary motherfucker, though, isn't he? I'm like, shit, he scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, Robert Durst is a psychopath.
Like, when he calls people, he's like, hey, Bobby, what the fuck?
Do you remember, like when it was happening, like, the story? It was, like, 10 years ago or whatever?
I remember the latest one.
The last
remember,
one.
Yeah, that one I remember. I was like, what the fuck? The one
like,
in Galveston, too.
It was in the papers every day.
Yeah, but, like...
And the Durst family, like, has a building on my old... college campus SUNY Purchase is like the Durst building for the humanities or whatever.
Did they have like a caretaker there or anything like that?
I don't know. I didn't really check it out.
Did anybody okay? Hey Chris, just call you out the fucking hole like yo Chris.
Yes, Mr. Durst. I'm gonna go eat some mushrooms. I'm going nowhere near you.
Yeah, that's crazy that an HBO show fucking might bring him down. He's got good lawyers, though. Like, I don't know,
He's
man.
Got all the money in the world to get the best lawyers.
I don't think that shit is fucking admissible. I wouldn't think so, right, Chris?
What? What you
like
say
him
on
saying,
television?
Like, on a hot mic and you're pissing? Is that admissible?
No, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You think so?
I would... I'm not a fucking lawyer, but I would think, yeah.
No, you are.
Thank you, Troy McClure.
You're the show lawyer.
I don't know, man. Like, I think his lawyers will have a field day with this one. Because they got... They got him off with fucking body parts, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's got good fuck... And it's not even an insanity defense. They get the motherfucker off.
He's got really good lawyers, yeah.
He's got really lots of money is what that is. And I like how he be fucking talking to his wife, though. She manipulates him. I feel bad for him.
They also said... Well, it's all very odd, also, that this audio they found and it got released, the day before the finale
the
of the show.
Same shit with the handwriting, though. Like, after all
letters.
These years, yeah, I was like, after all these years, they're the ones that fucking figure it out. Like, come on, man.
Between this and Serial, like, and I guess Discovery also. This one of those Discovery
the ID?
HD, Discovery ID.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is true crime like the only thing or the only thing Americans care about?
I think it seems so.
Like it's the thing that people most want to talk about. Like, Serial was downloaded, what, 72 million times?
Yeah.
Some ridiculous amount. Today, or the day after the finale of that Jinx on HBO, it's all anyone was talking about was this TV show.
Yeah. Well, the first 48 kind of blew it up, because I think they were the first ones to actually show a crime in progress like that. It wasn't a reenactment when they started doing it.
It's really weird though, the obsession with just true crime.
It's not that. It's not that. Something.
It's not that weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's weird that it's just so gigantic.
I think somebody's gonna die pursuing these cases. Like, though. I've always thought that.
Like, think about how big True Detective was. It's just that, but real.
Yeah, but that's like a big difference. Like, that's why I always think, like, the way we're going now, somebody's gonna fucking take it on their own to follow a lead and
so
put somebody down.
Jinx
sounds
a hell of a lot better than True Detective. I'll tell you that much.
Did we talk about there was an app a while ago? Did we talk about that like you can like kind of go through old case files like crowdfund?
No.
It was like crowdsourcing old like retired casework.
That's
I don't know if it ever
good,
caught
man.
On. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Actually, I solved four murders.
I know there's like a fucking
and I committed seven rapes.
I was gonna say you killed
about
all those
guys. Oh boy.
But yeah, there was. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess it's big business, but like,
I know there's like a group in Philly of like old retired detectives that do that as a hobby, like try to solve cold cases.
No, but people. I mean, people like think about. I guess Charles Manson was the first like serial killer that had like a mystique about him. Like, people were super interested
even
in everything
probably before that.
I say Ed Gein, man.
Capote wrote, you know, in Cold Blood, and
that was
a
book.
Huge, gigantic
horrible
book.
Yeah, so this isn't
time.
Like a.
It's odd though.
It's just easier to, I guess, create. Like it's cheaper to create.
You
these
want
things.
Somebody
like, serial's
get,
a podcast.
I think it has something to do with the fact you want somebody to get theirs in the end. I think that's the moral of it all.
Really, I want him to get away. Like Robert Durst,
I do. I don't think he did any of these things.
He ain't getting bail this time. His ass is a flight risk.
Yeah, they say he was trying to go to Cuba, some crazy shit.
They would have been smart like a year ago, not now. They can go,
but like,
and
yo,
go get him.
There's a part of me that thinks he's like a real-life Dr. Doom or some shit.
What are you talking about?
Why the fuck would he get arrested at a Wild Ones of old place?
Because he's stupid, and he's crazy, and he's rich.
But that's just insane.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck
you're
hating,
no, you're this class warfare.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Engaging
yeah.
in this podcast.
It's not even degentrification.
Oh, I'm saying, no, he's generally just stupid and crazy, right? But because his fucking last name's Durst, he has hundreds of millions of dollars,
saying,
so he can get away with shit. I mean, is that fair? No, life isn't fair, obviously, but it's just fucking nuts. But he is
like,
stupid, crazy, and rich.
You don't think he's like Kaiser Soze and motherfuckers at this point, though?
Sure, Johnny. Yeah, he's Kaiser Soze. He's Kaiser Soze. He's Kobayashi. He's all fucking wrapped up.
He's Kobayashi. What motherfucker's eating mad hot dogs, son?
Wasn't that the guy's name? The Indian guy?
Yeah, it was.
I thought I was going crazy for a second.
But like,
that actor died, by the way.
Yeah, RIP. He was good in the town, too, but. Fucking,
yeah,
I think,
Joey Chestnut took care of that.
I think fucking Durst is. There's something fucking. It's something off, yeah, I'll say
yeah,
that.
You
but
think, Johnny, there's something off about him?
Just a little bit, but he's smart enough where he does enough where you can't place him there.
Listen, he's just suffering from affluenza. It happens. You know what I mean? It's a serious disease, guys.
Stop. Stop that. The man's guilty.
But like you see what I'm saying? Like he
you know what? That
because
kid
he's suffering from a disease.
That kid killed that fucking girl too in Serial. I know it, all right?
I fucking listened to it. Yeah.
No, it ends fucking ambiguous, but he killed her.
Oh, a cliffhanger, BK Chris loves those. Loves him a good cliffhanger.
I'm not having the argument again.
Oh man. What y'all doing for fucking St. Patty's Day?
Everything. Nothing.
I'm doing everything for St. Patty's Day.
You changed, Fager.
No, I haven't. Seriously, I haven't drank.
You
haven't
drank
on
St.
Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, that's right. He does that
because you give up drinking for Lent. And St. Patrick's Day is during
Lent. I haven't given up anything for Lent.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Thank you. That's my. I guess
you gave up being Catholic.
Never. Never that. You know how important my religion is to me.
I know. Now that the Pope is allowing people to be gay.
Hey, I see what you did. Hey.
See. No plans?
No.
Some green Guinness, maybe? Mmm, yummy.
Oh, I don't think I'm even going to drink
green
on
food
Patrick's
diet.
Day.
Sounds delicious.
You think? Ugh. You like that shit, huh? You like dyed stuff?
I've had good fucking green beer at Bull McCabe's. That shit was all right.
You know, I couldn't spots, remember like, the name of that bar for the life of me. Like, oh,
you're a piece of shit for that.
A few days
We've
ago.
We've had great moments there.
Now who's gay?
You don't remember that time we was just crying on the stoop and I was holding your hand? I was like, it would be all right, bro.
I remember when you picked up some broad from the middle of the country.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time. That was a dirty good time, man.
I guess. That's what you said. I don't know.
It was funny, too, because people was like just shaking their head like I was going to kill her or some shit because she wasn't ugly.
And then he did.
I did not.
He cut her fucking head off.
And I dressed like a woman and fucking got away with it.
Nah, son, you ain't nice like Durst.
I'm telling you, man, that dude, y'all sleeping on him, but if he gets off
no
this
No one's
time,
sleeping on him. He just had a goddamn, he's up, he was been the number one story on CNN for all the beginning of the week.
What
number
does this have to do with wristbands?
Well,
I thought this show
topic.
Was about wristbands.
We got off topic.
I thought we were going to do an all wristband show. That's what we talked about.
Lance Armstrong had a mean-ass wristband.
That His wrist go. Game... His wristband game was on fleek. That's what the kids say, right?
Yeah. On fleek, yeah.
On point, right there.
Oh, man. It's one for the ages. Episode 467, season 2 of Vice Society Radio.
419.
Sure.
Oh, and I, for people listening, I ordered a encasement for my old hard drive for my computer, so maybe some more of those High Society Radio, the lost tapes, will go up.
That's what's up.
Nice.
So check out our Twitter feed at HS Radio Show and our go to our Instagram feed too. Instagram.com/High Society Radio.
We on the gram. We on the book.
Yeah, we're gonna get this Snapchat where I guess we're gonna just all drink piss. Is that what Snapchat's for? Not drinking urine.
Mm-mm. Now you call it the gram. You call Instagram the gram, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in England they call it Insta.
Really?
Yeah, I learned that on a Vice documentary.
Ew.
Insta.
And in Australia they call MDMA. Molly, they call it mudma. They just like pronounce it as a word.
You said that
mudma.
2 dozen times on this podcast.
That's like your
we know.
Word
you know I have a fun fact. I'm going to throw it out there when I get one.
Verbal crutch.
It's not a crutch. It's just mudma. Fucking. It's mudma.
It's fun to say.
It's fun, right?
Taking it away from you.
Did you know that I was reading earlier that Echo the Dolphin was based on some weird scientist's ketamine trips? The same guy who was. Yeah, the same guy who Echo the Dolphin, the Genesis game.
Yeah, I know.
Was based on this guy floating in a sensory deprivation tank on ketamine.
That's some mean shit right there.
It was the same guy, like
did he work for a video game company?
No, but like his experiences are documented. It's the same thing that that shitty movie Altered States is based on.
It might be. It's not the best movie, but it's pretty nuts though.
It's a shitty
movie. Very trippy movie.
I like when he degenerates back into a caveman or whatever.
But I don't understand. All right, like that guy becomes like primordial ooze and then a mushroom.
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense. Why wouldn't he become a mushroom and then primordial ooze?
That movie's nuts, man. That's a real crazy one. Great special effects, too.
Classy.
Top notch. Oh, boy.
We didn't even get to talk about VCs and David Chang.
VC, bruh.
That's a tease?
David
a tease?
Chang is a VC.
Oh. Allegedly. I'm gonna.
That's a joke. I love David Chang, and I love VCs.
I don't want any piss in my ramen.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, how the internet destroyed food.
We'll talk about it next week.
Let me talk about it next week.
Okay.
I'm ending the show now, guys.
You sure?
I'm positive.
We're gonna cut another 3 hours after this Evergreen show. So
shout out to the
never miss
Gotham
a show again.
Cheeseburger Club.
Gotham Cheeseburger Society.
Shout out to Lynda.com.
Lynda.com/High Society Radio. You can go there. You can learn how to start your own business. You can learn how to start your own stupid cheeseburger club. You can learn whatever the fuck you want. You get a 10-day free trial.
Probably
right
shouldn't
the fuck
drop
now.
Don't drop F-bombs in the live reads.
What do you mean?
Don't curse in the live
There's
reads.
There's tutorials. Teach you how to fuck. Lynda.com/High Society Radio.
It's not good for the... I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Must say goodbye.